If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlays, and with me, as always, is Diz. Diz, how's it going, buddy?
Going well. I'm pretty excited for the expansion draft tonight. Yeah, pretty juiced up. Ready to tap your ass in units.
Yeah, keep dreaming, pal. But before we get started, I wanted to let everyone know that we are now on Instagram. Search for Sports Betting by Dummies or our username at Sports Bet by Dumb. And yes, that is the exact same tag as our Twitter. You will be able to see some more content on there, and shout out to Disher for suggesting us to get an Instagram. So, Diz, like you mentioned, we're going to talk about the expansion draft a little bit. And to be honest, I'm kind of like, it's kind of already like killed and dead for me because they essentially leaked the whole team that they're going to be picking.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah,
I saw
it's kind of already out. Yeah,
I saw some of them, but I didn't know it. The whole thing was leaked.
Yeah, and apparently there's still some like things where there's trades that could happen, or they could sign like free agents or something. But the first iteration or first look of the Seattle Kraken has been released.
Wow.
And unfortunately, well, first off, so for those that don't know the NHL, the Seattle Kraken is a new team that is starting this year. Now, whenever there is an expansion team in the NHL, they select one player from each team with the exception of the Golden Knights, because the Golden Knights were an expansion team a couple years ago. And each current NHL team can protect 8 skaters and 1 goalie. And I don't know if this is true or not, but I feel like it is. Any player that is in their first or second year are automatically protected.
Correct.
That's kind of the rules and everything. And the one that I was really hoping for, Diz, was Carey Price to be picked by the Kraken, but it does not appear that is happening.
You wanted that because you wanted to be a Kraken fan and you couldn't have been considered a bandwagon. But now you have to be a Canadiens fan, and the Canadiens are really freaking good, so you stay a bandwagon.
So that was going to be my question is, do I stick with the Canadiens because they made me a lot of money in the playoffs and I claim to be a so-called Canadiens fan, or because I'm a new kind of hockey fan and NHL fan, do I jump on with the Kraken right now and then I can say, oh yeah, I was a fan of the Kraken ever since they started to become a franchise?
I think it depends. I think with Carey Price, you could have made the argument to jump on Seattle. But now I just feel like you're at this point where whoever's doing the best is who you're going to root for when it comes to those two teams. So,
that's why I want to stake my claim now. You know, regardless of what happens in the future, but.
I think we'll get to this when we're talking about the expansion drafts. Vegas is a huge outlier. For the most part in NHL history, expansion teams have been dog shit for a long time.
Correct, yes.
So, you know, I kind of picked the Florida Panthers because I used them a lot in the NHL video game, and Jaromir Jagr was my favorite player, and he was on the Panthers when I decided to get into it. But they were horrible. So the fact that they're like good now is really rewarding. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. Like, I think being a Kraken fan would be really cool. The jerseys are probably really dope. That'd be a cool jersey to have. So maybe you go with the Kraken, Patty.
I was going to say, you're big on, you know, picking a not so good team to become a fan of. And with the expansion team, there's a high probability that they're not going to be good for a long time. So maybe that's the move.
Yeah, maybe.
Diz, did you see the Panthers goalie Dreger?
Dreger.
He's getting grabbed up by the Kraken.
I saw that. Good for him. I'm a little surprised we protected Bobrovsky because he's just old and he's lost his edge. And we got Spencer Knight. But nonetheless, good for Dreger. He's good enough to start. He's good enough to be a number one somewhere. So.
Well, it seems like he's probably going to be, so. All right. Do you have anything else you want to add, Diz, do this before we move on?
Yeah, I was just going to talk about Vegas a little bit. I think looking into the expansion rules and just the history of the expansion team, other expansion teams, Vegas is such an outlier. The Atlanta Thrashers, the Nashville Predators, the Minnesota Wild, those are just, I think those are three of the four. I can't think of the fourth one at this. Oh, Columbus Blue Jackets. Those are the four expansion teams. And all of them were terrible for like years and years and years. And of those four, the Nashville Predators are the only team to have made a Stanley Cup. And Vegas did it in their inaugural season, which is absolutely insane. And I think Vegas is the winner still tonight because they're excluded because they just were an expansion or they just had their expansion draft like 3 years ago. So Vegas is the real winner. Pat, I don't know if you know a lot about the side deals that go on.
Oh, side deals?
Yeah, a lot of side deals happen in the expansion draft, and I think that's why Vegas became very, very, very good right away. And I think they're going to benefit heavy from these side deals tonight because they're not as limited as the Kraken are when it comes to that because they've already had their expansion draft. So that's a little bit more complicated, but I just kind of wanted to shout out Vegas. I don't know how the hell they did that. And like, if I was super huge into hockey at that point 3 years ago, that would have been really cool to watch for me to see them make the finals or the Stanley Cup finals. So shout out Vegas. They're the real winners tonight because they keep their whole squad and they might get some side sauce. We love a little side sauce in this pod, don't we, Patty?
Oh, yeah. Love some good side sauce.
That's all I got. When does it start? When does it start? Is it 8 tonight?
8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't know that it's worth watching or following along with if the whole roster has already been released. But maybe there's some side sauce, some things that happen. So maybe it might be worth keeping an eye on. All right. Moving on, NBA playoff update, our final NBA playoff update of the season. Congrats to the Milwaukee Bucks on winning the championship. Congrats to Diz. You called it after they were down 2-0. You said, I'm putting money on the Bucks because they're going to win it. And they did. Yep. That cashed for you, so that's big time. And congrats to Dirty Mike. Dirty Mike got some good value on the Bucks to win at some point in the playoffs. So good on you, boys.
Did you see Giannis's Instagram live video today?
Yep. Or it's all over the internet. It's hard to miss. The 50-piece nugget with but the thing that's kind of also blowing up is his drink choice. Did you see what his drink choice was?
I did see that. I might try it. Honestly, I'm driving to Chick-fil-A on my way home from work right now because I really want to try that.
Are you kidding me? Gosh, there's not a Chick-fil-A where I live and that kills me.
Sorry about that, bro. I didn't mean to
Yeah, it's tough sledding out here, but you know, it is what it is. I imagine Giannis is going to get a sponsorship deal from Chick-fil-A out of that, but also they are calling the drink the Giannis. And if you don't know what that is, I believe it is a large drink from Chick-fil-A with no ice, half lemonade and half Sprite.
Yes, that's correct. And that is going to absolutely blow up.
Yeah. So, I mean, just next level marketing on all fronts. So
you might have said this, you cut out on my end. So you might have said this, but my favorite part about the video is he asked the girl, like, if she's okay with being on camera.
I did not see that.
He's like, hey, like, I'm on Instagram live. Like, can you be on camera? Are you okay with being on camera? She was like, yeah, sure. And then he's like, 150,000 people are watching right now. She's like, what?
Yeah.
But
low key.
Just really cool. Happy for Giannis. He's such a nice guy. Such a comeback story and no one really believing in him. And I think it was like the 17th pick in the NBA draft in like 2013 or something. So good for Giannis, man. He deserves it. I will say I did call the Bucks winning after being down 2-0. but that was the only bet I hit. All my other bets going forward after the Suns were up 2-0, I lost. Every single bet except for the Bucks winning the series after being down 2-0. So that was a good payout, but didn't do great otherwise.
You know, Diz, also, I don't know if you saw this either, but Giannis kind of talked trash on the super teams. Did you see that?
I did. I kind of love it.
A big, big fan of that. He's like, I don't take the easy way out. I just go out there and win the dang thing.
I'm straight.
But anyways, congrats again to the Bucks. It was a heck of an NBA season. Got through it all. So it's good stuff. All right. So we got some Celeb Bet Friday housekeeping for you, Diz.
Okay.
First off, Disher let me know that he finds it hilarious whenever I discuss his NASCAR bets because I have no idea what I am talking about. I am literally just a figurehead for him, and I just happen to have a mic in front of me. And even though I read like word for word what he's saying, just the way I say it, he loves it.
I think you do a good job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
I have no idea that it's scripted. You probably shouldn't have said that because I was fooled.
Well, for the record, you know I don't know NASCAR. So any of the stats or anything when it comes from Disher and it's on these celeb bets for NASCAR, I'm literally just going off of what he tells me. So that is what it is.
Bro, you're telling me you didn't watch every lap of the Foxwood Resort and Casino 301?
I did not, unfortunately. But speaking of that, so from the Foxwood Resort Casino 301... Disher just let me know that his pick, Martin Truex Jr., got screwed during that race. So
please elaborate.
It was raining the day of the race, and they decided to race like 10 laps before they decided to like postpone it or like push it back, right? And so people were sliding around all over the place, and they actually ended up wrecking into Truex Jr. So he had to get repairs and whatnot, but he did end up coming back from being last place to finishing 10th in the race.
Holy shit. So he literally got shafted and he almost, what did he bet? Top three?
Top three. Yeah. And so if they wouldn't have raced those first 10 laps and he wouldn't have gotten wrecked, then there's a high probability that his bet would have cashed. So
easy dub.
And then finally for Celeb Bet Friday, we are officially announcing the Celeb Bet Friday contest. It will start this Friday, and it will go until the last Friday in August. The person who has the most units won, not bets won, units won, will win some merch from us. So please spread this info to friends and family and on social media and whatnot. And let's try to get this thing large and in charge.
Love it. Let's go.
All right, Diz, let's review our best bets for Monday. I went 1-2, but I only ended up losing 0.2 units. And speaking of that, and we're talking about contests, anyways, we will be doing on here if Sunshine hops on here, whatever. We decide to throw them in, we can. But we will be keeping track of our win-loss record and units won. So when you do units won, it levels the playing field, and you factor in the odds of the bet, and have a good system here, we believe. We are shooting for the most part $1 to equal one unit. For Diz, $5 pretty much equals one unit, so that we might do that where my bets $1 equals one unit, Diz's bets $5 equals five or equals one unit. So that way, even though Diz bets more than I do, we are on an equal playing field.
It's like to preface that makes me seem like I'm really rich and well off. That is not the case. I just bet a lot more cheese than Patty does. Probably explains a lot about my high risk, high reward methods.
You don't have like a $5,000 bankroll and you're just throwing, you know, $5 bets on because it's like pocket change?
I mean, no is the short answer.
Okay. But, and hey, Diz,
do they have a minimum, like, do Trett or do Sunshine and Dirty Mike, do they have a minimum amount of bets that need to be placed for the units?
We can discuss that, like, whenever they decide to jump on. Usually when Mike jumps on here, he says, I don't have any best bets, but I do have some bets. So they may not even be a part of this competition. It may just be me and you. But if they do jump on and they do have best bets, at that point, we will discuss giving them like a minimum number of best bets or units to get involved. But Diz, I do want to say this. So we had discussed doing a buying the winner dinner for this. But what if we did the loser has to buy the merch for the Celeb Bet Friday contest winner?
Oh. That's a play right there. I kind of like that. But shouldn't the winner get something as well? I'm cool with that, but the winner should get something.
Well, and I thought about that too. I thought about maybe we do both. Maybe it's the loser pays for merch and for dinner for the winner. But we can discuss the prizes.
I love that though.
Yeah. So we will work through that. So for our first competition, Diz, we will also go through the end of August.
Yeah.
But let's get into our best bets of the night, Diz. I've got three for you. All in the MLB. I'm going Cubs Cardinals first five under 3.5 runs. So Wainwright's on the mound for the Cardinals. He has a 3.6 ERA without TAC. Kyle Hendricks is on the mound for the Cubs. He has a 2.37 ERA without the TAC. Now, digging in a little bit further, Wainwright on the season has a 2.84 ERA at home. He's much better at home, which he is tonight. And then Kyle Hendricks has a 3.4 ERA away, which is actually better than his home ERA. So then throw on top of that the Cubs are the last in the league in hitting righties and the Cardinals are 23rd. I think the Cubs Cardinals under 3.5 is a lock. The next one I'm going Blue Jays minus 1.5 versus the Red Sox. I wanted to take first five, but the juice was too high. So I'm going full game Blue Jays minus 1.5 versus the Red Sox. The Blue Jays are pitching a lefty named Ray. He has a 1.65 ERA without the tack. Now, the Red Sox are pitching a right-hander named Richards, and he has a 7.27 ERA without the tack. Boston is seventh against lefties, which is pretty good, but the Blue Jays are the number one hitting team against righties. So give me the Blue Jays minus the 1.5. And my final best bet for you, White Sox first five minus 0.5 run versus the Twins. So Dylan Cease is pitching for the White Sox. He has a 4.55 ERA without the tack, which is not ideal. But then you have Pineda pitching for the Twins, and he has an 8.44 ERA without the tack. And of course, the White Sox are seventh against right-handed pitching, and the Twins are 14th. So give me the White Sox first five minus 0.5 run.
Sir.
All right, Diz, what do you got for your best bets for the night?
I have three no-run second innings. We're in those dog days of summer. NBA's over. NHL's over. We got Olympics coming up, which is kind of exciting. But nonetheless, we're just sticking to what works. I need some units bad if I want to win this competition.
I was going to say, you're already down 1.8 units to your boy.
I'm already down to your boy. And so I'm just taking what's worked for me. We are a big no-run second inning podcast, so I took three. I got the Cubs and Cardinals, the Braves and the Padres, and I believe Indians and the Astros. And Pat, correct me if I'm wrong, Braves, Padres have a doubleheader, so I bet on the second game.
That is correct, and that second game just kicked off right now. So there's a chance that if you're following along with us that you cannot actually get to that best bet, but that's okay. The baseball schedule was all over the place today. I mean, there's like three games that I've already completed and three other games that are going on right now, and there's doubleheaders, and it's a mess. But yeah, you got game two of the Braves, Padres doubleheader.
Yeah, I'm just keeping it simple, sticking to what's working. I got to get back on the winning flow of things. I was pretty hot there for a minute. Kind of had a reality check with the NBA Finals and you know, it is what it is. We're going to keep it moving. I did go 0-2 in my best bets yesterday. We got excited about the competition, so I did not get to boast about my horrendous bets that I projected on Monday. My same game parlay didn't hit, and then no run second inning Reds Mets. It was the most absurd inning of baseball I've ever watched. Patty, I think you were watching it too, weren't you?
I wasn't actually watching it, but I was following along, and yes, I mean, so that game itself was just the most wild game I think I've ever seen.
Very stupid.
So correct me if I'm wrong, and I believe I had the Reds to win the first five, or maybe it was to. I think it was first five, but
you had Reds first five.
So to start off the game, the Mets scored three runs in the top of the first. So I'm like, okay, the bet already lost. The Reds actually come back in the bottom of the first, and I believe are winning 4-3 after one inning.
They scored four runs in the bottom of the first.
And then they were up to like 7-3 by the time the top of the fifth rolled around. And then they gave up four runs. And so I believe I had Reds minus a half run for the first five. So it ended up losing.
That was a heinous baseball game. Just to finish out the Reds' misery, I'll go ahead and tell you. The Reds were down 9-8 in the bottom of the ninth. Jesse Winker hit a game-tying double that sent it into extra innings to get it to 9-9. And then in the 11th inning, the Reds lost 15-11. One of the wildest games of baseball I've ever watched. And just absolutely stupid. The second inning, this shortstop for the Mets literally made three errors in one inning. And not great. Not a great look. And there was like an infield single that led to an RBI. And it was just, it was gross. It was something that if I wasn't a Reds fan, I literally would have been pissed off watching that. So, yeah, I went 0-2, but we're trying to bounce back. Yeah.
So while you're on the topic of the Reds, so first off, you're right. That Mets defense was horrendous, and they still won that game. The Mets defense looked like the Pirates, and we all know what a laughingstock the Pirates have been this season. It's interesting, Diz, because we are a week after the All-Star break for the MLB. And the NL Central is starting to look like the NL Central again. The Reds are being the Reds. The Brewers are being the Brewers. And the Cardinals are being the Cardinals. Is you there? Did I lose you?
Yeah, I'm in the Whiteland dead spot, of course.
The dead zone. Okay. But anyways, so the Reds, I believe, have lost. Let's see. This is good podcasting. I should have this already up and ready to go, but you know, it is what it is. Jeez, oh Pete, I don't have it. Hold on. This is embarrassing. I know the Cardinals have won. The Cardinals took two of three games from the Giants, but the Giants were like the number one story of the first half. They were like killing it and crushing expectations. But the Cardinals took two or three from them, and then the Cardinals won the first game against the Cubs, and the second one they lost by giving up six runs in the ninth inning to lose by one run. So, you know, that is what it is. But if the Cardinals can manage to take three of four from the Cubs, then the Cubs will do a fire sale like they already kind of started to. But the Reds, I mean, the Reds. That's all I can say, really. Oh, here we go, Reds. So the Reds, lost five. They've lost. Well, they lost six of their or five of their last six since the All-Star break. And I know they've led in just about every one of those games. And so the Reds are coming back to the mean a little bit. Back to where the Reds normally are, where we like them. The Brewers swept the Reds first out of the All-Star break, but then the Brewers have lost, I believe, two in a row to the Royals, which the Royals aren't any good. Let's see here. Brewers. Yeah, so the Brewers have lost two in a row to the Royals, and if they get swept by the Royals, I mean, the door's open for the Cardinals to kind of take that next step and get back to the lead in the NL Central. I think the Cubs are going to do a fire sale. The Reds are struggling. The Brewers are struggling. I mean, this might be the Cardinals' division at this point, Diz.
You know, I'm sad to say I think you're right. You got me. I'm still in a bad spot reception-wise.
Yeah, I got you. I heard you.
Okay, so if you want to give your Hail Mary parlay of the day, I have some very interesting thoughts and a really cool story.
Awesome. I love that. I love a good story. Good way to end the pod. The Hail Mary parlay of the day, it already lost. Like I mentioned earlier, the baseball schedule was super weird today. There was a bunch of early games, and the first two games I bet on lost. So the Hail Mary parlay of the day already lost. I know I looked ahead to Friday, and I know Friday there will be enough baseball games after the start of the pod that I can give you guys exclusively after the pod games and still hit 10 and still be off and running. So no real Hail Mary parlay of the day. If you want to ever look and check on our Instagram and on our Twitter at SportsBetByDumb, we do tweet out the Hail Mary parlay. So even if there is an early game, you can see on there, and sometimes that comes out before the pod. So keep your eyes peeled on there. All right, Diz, are you in good enough reception that you can give us the story?
You got me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, Patty, have you heard about the South Korean Olympic golf team?
No, not technically, but I think I know what you're going for.
Okay, this is absolutely nuts. So, do you know who is representing South Korea in the Golf Olympics?
Is it Sung J-M?
My boy Sung Jae. I call him Sung Jae. His name's Sung Jae. My boy Sung Jae. Do you know who the other one is?
No, I have no idea.
It's Siwoo Kim.
Okay, that would make sense, yeah.
They are both, like, 30th or better in the world. They both withdrew from the Open. Did you hear about this?
Yep.
Okay, do you know where this is going at this point then? I really was hoping you wouldn't know.
I do know because I've seen it all over gambling Twitter, but continue because it is a fantastic story.
So, Sung J-M and Siwoo Kim are fantastic golfers. They've won a couple times on the PGA Tour. Sung Jae came in second in the Masters a couple years ago. Siwoo Kim, I don't think he's ever won a major, but he's definitely won some time. He's won a little bit on the PGA Tour. They've withdrawn from the past three tournaments, including the Open, which is a major, to prepare for the Olympics. You might be asking, like, why would you do that? A lot of golfers don't care as much about the Olympics as a major, and I think a lot of people would agree with that. But if you're a South Korean male, you have to serve 20 months in the military before you turn 30. Now, Siwoo Kim is 26, and Sung J-M is 23. And there's, like, very few exceptions. And one of the exceptions is if you earn a medal of any kind at the Olympics. So Sung J-M and Siwoo Kim are fighting for their fucking lives, literally, out there grinding, practicing like it's do or die for this tournament. So if either one of them gets a bronze, silver, or gold medal, they are exempt from serving in the South Korean military. I think that is absolutely electric. I'm going to be rooting for them so hard. I've been a Sung Jae fan ever since he's been on tour. He's like the silent assassin. He doesn't talk. He doesn't know English, but he's out here throwing darts. I've always been a fan of his. The fact that if he medals, and Siwoo Kim for that fact as well, if they medal, they're exempt from military service. I absolutely love that. I'm going to be rooting for them hard. I haven't looked at their value yet, and I didn't want to make a best bet just because You know, I want to wait closer to the tournament, and I don't think I saw it on FanDuel yet. But just know that when that golfing part portion comes up, I believe it's next Friday, you better believe I'm throwing heavy cheddar on my boy Sung Jae and Siwoo Kim to avoid military service.
That is a really cool story, and it's wild that that's something that happens. But I don't think you will be alone. I'm certainly going to play some sort of bet on either one of them. Yeah. So, all right, Diz, we'll go ahead and wrap this up. Good episode today, as always. Thank you all for listening. Make sure you check us out on Twitter and Instagram at SportsBetByDumb. And please send in your celeb bets. We are starting the Celeb Bet Friday contest this Friday. So make sure you get your celeb bets in so you can be entered to win, or so you can have a chance to win some merch from the loser of our best bets. So thank you all for listening, and we will see you all on Friday.